Welcome to Uncomplicating Weight Loss and Life. I'm your host, Eva Rodriguez, former HR executive turned holistic life, health, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to lose weight without dieting, how to exercise to burn fat and reshape your body, and how to lose the mental and emotional weight that keeps you stuck. My life has given me lots of twists, turns, and traumas, but instead of defeating me, it's made me strong as fuck. I've been able to turn my hot mess into a fiery message that if I can transform my health and my life, so can you. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Welcome back to Uncomplicating Weight Loss and Life. Today's episode is a super special one. It's one of my favorite types of episodes because I get to introduce my listeners to my brave and beautiful clients. We spend so much time together, getting to know each other, really working and really diving deep into all the things that goes on in their lives. And I am so honored and so privileged when I get to share my tools with my clients and they get to share their lives with me. And now we have an opportunity for my clients to share their transformational story with you, my listeners. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to Nieves, one of my success stories, one of my butterflies. And she has had so much success over the past 3 months that we worked together, lost 22 pounds and gained so much that I want her to tell you the story and all about her insights. But Nieves, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for having me.
So Nieves, tell our listeners a little bit about you, what you do for work. I specifically, because I know you travel a lot, that's going to be a really important part in your journey. Just tell us a little bit more about you.
Sure. So I'm Nieves. I'm 28 years old. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I am a project manager for an engineering consulting firm.
Amazing. And Nieves is really smart. She has a degree in mechanical engineering.
Yes.
So that is super impressive. When I found that out, I was like, oh, my clients are like brilliant and so smart. And you're also doing a little bit of coaching on the side as well. Tell us about that, because I know that started recently. Tell us about what you've been doing with the money and investing.
Yeah. So I have this passion project that really started during the pandemic when I was learning more about financial independence and the whole FIRE movement. And so I've learned a lot about personal finance and real estate investing. And I want to help other people like me, especially Latinas that are, you know, starting their career, but don't have, you know, the tools, the resources, the people, the connections to really understand how they can manage their finances and how to invest their money so that they can build wealth. And so I'm sharing more about my journey and the tools that I use to be able to grow my money. So I'm just excited to work with other people and really help them feel confident with their finances so that they can achieve their goals.
I love it. And I will make sure to link your Instagram in the show notes and in the YouTube description so my listeners can also follow you to learn more about how to do all of that, how to get their money together, especially, as you said, Latinas, because we don't get taught a lot of this stuff. Like, our parents come from a whole nother type of mindset and mentality. And it's important that we learn how to build generational wealth for ourselves and for our families. So I'll be sure to link that in the show notes. So Nieves, let's start from the very beginning. Where were you when you first learned first about me and then about, you know, just weight loss coaching and life coaching and all that? Where were you in your life?
Yeah, so I was going through a period of almost transition. I was just finally realized that I wasn't, you know, very happy with my body, with the way that I was like feeling, and just wanted to get help. I grew up thinking that, you know, I was not athletic, didn't grow up being in any sports, not eating healthy, really grew up in a family where food was comfort. And, you know, it was just familiar. And so it was very much like, you need to be a certain way and look a certain way. But my parents didn't really have the tools to make sure that I was eating a balanced diet and exercising. And so I was never taught to view food and exercises as something good for me, as something to keep my body healthy. But instead, it was what I needed to do to not be fat. Like, I needed to eat less or eat healthy and exercise because I needed to go on a diet. And so growing up with that, it was really hard to really understand how I could have a good balanced diet and enjoy life. I guess it was like the all or nothing mentality of like, I'm either on a diet and exercising and like being perfect with what I eat, or I was just not paying attention to that because it was just easier. So then I was kind of going back and forth, and it's like, okay, I don't feel good about my body, but then it's like whenever I diet, then I don't see results. So then it was so easy to give up. So I was kind of in that cycle of like dieting, not seeing results, and saying, you know, F it, I'm just going to do whatever because it's just my metabolism, or like, you know, my family, everybody's fat, so I'm just going to be fat. Yeah. And I was just in that mentality. And I heard about your program through Instagram from a friend, and decided to reach out because I was just tired of feeling like this is how my life needs to be for the rest of my life, right? Yeah. And I was ready for a change.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us some of the things you had tried in the past. I know you mentioned the diets, the strict diets, also taking in consideration, so Nieves is from Venezuela. So, you know, food is amazing, and food is a really big part of the Latino culture, just for all of us. So what were the things that you were trying in the past that maybe sometimes worked but didn't work long term?
Definitely the calorie counting and just like, you know, eating 1200 calories per day because, you know, that's what I thought I needed to do. And then just not feeling great because I was hungry all the time and always just being resentful against my body of like, why? And comparing myself to other people that I saw could like eat whatever they wanted and look fine. Yeah. And it's like, why do I have to be this way? Like, why, if I eat healthier than other people, you know, why do I feel like I need to just be perfect and like literally be on a diet for the rest of my life for me to like even be at a healthy weight? And so I think just a lot of restriction, a lot of like counting calories, a lot of like exercising, but not loving it. So it's just like going to the gym, but like not really knowing what I was doing, and then feeling discouraged, not feeling confident, and then like giving up. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, eating healthier has always been easier than the exercising part. But I think part of, you know, working with you has made me realize that exercising doesn't necessarily have to be painful or just like something that you hate, but you just have to find something that you enjoy doing and just stick to that. I think it's more important to like move your body than to do what you see on Instagram, which is like, you gotta, you know, do this sets and like, you know, the weights and everything. And it's like, it's more important to get in the habit of moving your body and doing something that you enjoy, especially at the beginning. And then once you start feeling confident, then that way you can like, okay, now I feel stronger. Now I can start going to the gym and like lifting weights maybe once a week. And then like that turns into twice or four times a week and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I remember when we first started working together, one of the first things you mentioned was I travel a lot for work. Like, am I going to still be able to lose the weight? Like, it's hard because, you know, especially when you're traveling, the food in the airports or the hotels and all that, it's not the healthiest. It's not the best quality. And I just remember, and then you're like, what am I going to do for working out and all of this? And I remember just telling you, I'm like, don't worry about it. We're going to figure it out. We're like, we got it. We're going to figure this out. And you traveled for probably half the time that we were together, and you were still able to lose the weight. You were still able to do all the things. What was the turning point where it was just like, this doesn't have to be hard? Like, Eva says it all the time, and everyone thinks I'm bullshit when I say losing weight is easy, but it really is once you learn how to do it this way. What was the turning point for you when you were like, I can still work my job, travel for fun and for work, do all these things and still be healthy?
Yeah, I think more like the mindful eating definitely helped a lot. A lot of times when I was going, like traveling for work, I was working long hours, like 12 plus hours a day. And at the end of the day, I just feeling so exhausted. And it's like, I am so tired. Like, the only thing that would make me feel better is to like go eat something delicious and like not the healthiest. But I think like once you started teaching me about how to pay attention to your hunger cues and understanding, okay, like, am I really hungry? It like made such a difference, because before I could just like, oh, well, it's in front of me, I just want to eat it. Like, I just want to finish the whole thing. But having that tool of just like being in touch more with my body and understanding, okay, like, am I truly hungry? And I started paying attention to that more when I was traveling. And I think that also helped with feeling like I don't have to be healthy all the time. Like I could eat whatever I want. I just need to like pay attention to how I'm feeling. Yeah. And so that is something that really helped me a lot while I was traveling, because I noticed that before I would just finish, like, I'm not going to save it for tomorrow. But that once I changed the mindset of like being more in touch with my hunger cues, I realized that I would have a lot more leftover than I did before. Yes. And I think that also really helped me get out of that, like also the mindset of like, I just need to restrict myself. I just don't have to eat, or I have to like just eat salads. And then that was at the beginning. I think over time, I started also being more mindful of what I was putting in my body. And so I think at the beginning, I was just like, okay, pay attention to my hunger cues. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like it's not even hard for me to make the choice of let me eat a salad over something else. Something that you also taught me is let me start with a salad.
Yeah.
And then, or eat my vegetables. And then after that, eat the rest of the stuff. But it's like, I'll still stop when I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. And so it definitely changed, like helped me a lot to have that mindset and understand that it's like, just because I eat pizza today doesn't mean that I'm going to gain all the weight that I've lost. It's just a lifestyle and it's a journey that you have to go on. But it is much easier to make those choices for me, because it's like, no, this is what I want. Like, I want to be healthy. And I also want to know that working out is part of my lifestyle. And it's just what I do now. And so even if I just don't work out a day, or I don't eat healthy a day, it doesn't matter. Like tomorrow, I'll go back to my normal routine, which is that I care about what I eat. I try to eat healthy as much as I can. And I like to move my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, I love that you're bringing it all together, because it really goes back to when you listen to your body, and it's a little bit of a learning curve. I always say, I tell you guys in the beginning, it'll take about a month for you to start to really get to like really, really understand what's happening. And then it clicks and you're like, oh, okay. And then you realize your body does not want you to be stuffed. Your body does not want you to eat bullshit that makes your stomach hurt, right? Your body does not want to just be sitting all day. Your body wants you to be healthy and live long and feel good and all of that. When you tap into your intuition and just like inside of yourself, you can't go wrong. It's like, even though you're traveling, and also with traveling, and I remember we talked about this a lot, there's inflammation that happens when we travel, right? So the scale sometimes does weird things when you come back. And I remember I was like, don't even weigh yourself, girl. Just when you come back from a trip, just give it a few days. But all of these things can make it seem like eating healthy or being healthy is just hard, right? And that's something that we hear a lot. It's so hard. It's just when I travel. But you just debunked all of that. You debunked it all, because it's not hard once you learn how to listen to what your body's telling you. And then you start to develop such a strong relationship with your body and such a caring and loving relationship with your body, because it's like, oh, she's listening. Oh, she doesn't just eat because it's there, right? Even though we're like at capacity and like now we have indigestion, right? Like that is honoring your body. That is, and I know I say this so much to my clients, when we don't even realize we're doing it, that is self-care and self-love. When you're listening to what your body is telling you, when your body's like, I want to move, but I want to move in ways that feel good, not in ways that feel restrictive, in ways that feel painful. Because sometimes we'll go to the gym, we don't know what we're doing. And it's like, oh, I got to do all the hard shit, right? And then it's like, no, you don't have to do any of that. You do what you enjoy, because if you enjoy it, then you'll keep going for it. And then your body gets used. So same thing with like vegetables and the crowding out and all of that. Your body will get used to vegetables. And then you'll realize that you'll be like, oh, should I have pizza or should I have a salad? I could have both, but the salad first will feel better in my body, right? And that's what's so important for, I want all the listeners to get this. It's, you can just make these small changes throughout the day, throughout the weeks. And that is what adds up. That's what added up. Small changes added up to 22 pounds while traveling, while doing all of these things and going through some internal stuff too that you had going on. And we'll touch on that in a bit. When you think about Nieves, when she first started, which everybody that starts with me is scared. they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And then I'm like, we're going to be fine. I got you, baby. But Nieves 3-4 months ago and Nieves today, how is she different?
I think just the biggest difference has been the mindset shift of, you know, I feel like because of the way that I grew up and how I felt growing up of putting myself in this box of like, I'm not athletic. My body, like, it's so hard for my body to lose weight. It's, you know, my family genes, all of that. Like a lot of like the almost like victim mentality of like, why does this happen to me? Why does my body have to be this way? And Nieves today is like, no, I am healthy. I care about exercising and eating healthy food. And something that you also mentioned, it's like, how do you transform your body into being like a fat burning machine? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how I feel right now. It's like, it doesn't matter. I have like monthly body scans at my gym that I like to do just to like keep track. And like, it also keeps me motivated to continue to like work hard to meet my goals. But yeah, it's like walking into those weigh-ins confident that like my body knows what to do. It's just knowing that and feeling that just like makes such a difference, which I know sounds like very, I don't know, like almost like the manifesting things into like,
fairy, fairy, woo-woo.
Yeah. But it's so true. Just like the way that you feel your body, I feel like it's like, if I tell my body, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm eating healthy. We're going to lose weight. We're going to lose fat. Like, we're going to gain muscle. We're going to feel stronger. And it's just like knowing that every day, I feel like does help to like for my body to be like, that's right. And we're burning fat. Also, something that helped me a lot that was one of the first things that you taught me and like pushed me to do was drink more water. And that has stayed with me. but I think that is something that has helped me a lot too. And like at the beginning, it was hard, but now I'm able to drink, you know, my 3 30-ounce bottle a day. Yeah. And it feels natural. So I think it's just like building those things into your life, into your everyday routine, add up. And like that is what has made me feel like today, I know it's part of my identity of like, I just eat healthy. I care a bit about how I look, how I feel. And I know that me doing all this work is going to pay out and it's going to give me the result versus before it was very much like so focused on the result that I didn't take the time to really look inward and think about like, how am I feeling? You know, why am I doing this? And I think that has been the biggest change.
Yeah. It's the connecting with yourself. And it's something always that when I say this, sometimes people don't believe me until they hear someone else say it. But weight loss has so much to do with mindset. I always say it's like, it's what you put in here is more important than what you put in here in your mouth. I'm pointing to my head and my mouth. What you put in your head is more important than what you put in your mouth, because when you think, just as you said, when you go into any situation and you're like, I know what I'm doing, like my body knows what it's doing, then it's like everything falls into place. It's like, yes, ma'am, of course. Yes, we are a fat burning machine. Like, yes, we are going to go to this gym and knock it out and go home. Like it's just like putting everyone on notice within yourself. This is what's happening. We're losing weight. We're drinking water. We're not bullshitting. And this is what it is. And then your body's like, absolutely. But when we go into it thinking, oh man, I don't know. I mean, I've tried and this shit is hard and like, it's not fair. And like, when we go into it that way, it is hard. Right. Mm-hmm. It does get harder. And then you focus on the things that really don't matter as much in the long run. Because as you said, when you focus on the result, you become fixated. Sometimes like people get fixated with that number, the number on the scale, the number of your waistline, that sort of thing. And what I always say is when my clients work with me, the weight loss, even though they come to me for the weight loss is a byproduct of all the other stuff that we do. Because we think about it. Most of our conversations had nothing to do with weight, had nothing to do with food, except for in the beginning when I'm like teaching. But once we get that out of the way, and once you started learning your body and putting it into autopilot, that's when we really started to dig deep into how are you feeling? And I know I asked you this, and it was every other question. So how does that feel? And you're like, it feels shitty. And I'm like, another word. But let's find the wheel. But it's so important because it was able to get you. And the reason why I did that so much of how does this feel? How does this feel? Is because now you know what it needs to feel like in order for you to do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And even the tough times, because we went through some tough times. We went through some tough times with Nieves. You went through some transitions in your life, which could have been very easy for you to fall backwards, to fall into what I call the fuck it bucket, or to self-sabotage. But I didn't let you do that, and you didn't let yourself do that. Instead, we used a lot of the pain that you were experiencing emotionally as almost like fuel. And I remember a lot of our conversations and me telling you, and as we were catching up before I hit record, me telling Nieves, it's like, I knew you were going to be just fine, but I know when you're going through the storm, it feels, you can't see it. But now you're getting through. She's on the other side, my friends. So she's going to be just fine. But talk to us a little bit. You know, we won't get into the details, but talk to us a little bit about the emotional journey that you went through from the beginning to where you are now emotionally.
Yeah. And so part of, you know, during the period that we were working together, I was going through a breakup. And it was really hard for me to not tie my weight or, you know, how I looked to why this relationship ended. And it was tough to feel like at the beginning, maybe that I needed to do this in order to prevent the ending of that relationship. But I think throughout like working together, it just really made me realize that I have to love my body first, and I need to heal some of those wounds from growing up and not feeling, you know, confident or not feeling that I was going to be wanted just because of the way that I looked. And I think that played a part on like how I was presenting myself in this relationship or what I allowed to happen in this relationship. And now that I'm on the other side, it's also realizing that it's more about, you know, the love that you have for yourself that allows you to find the person that's right for you. Mm-hmm. And understanding that sometimes, like, if you don't heal from some of those insecurities that you have about your body, then those are going to play a part also in how you're going to show up in your relationships. And so that's one of the biggest learnings that I've had. It's like, I want to feel the most confident and I want to feel the best about myself and my body so that whenever I'm ready to meet my future person, that I'm ready to receive the love that they're going to offer me.
Yeah, absolutely. In the past, if you were going through something like a tough breakup or anything emotional like that, would you have turned to food? What would old Nieves had done in a similar situation compared to transformed Nieves?
I think it would have been really easy for me to just say, F it. You know, I'm just going back to like my own mentality of like, nobody's going to love me this way. I'm just always going to be this way because, you know, it runs in my family. And I think I'm so glad that I listened to that story from a friend sharing her journey with working with you that really like pushed me to also reach out and get help. And I think that's something that, you know, you don't realize that everybody just is like, oh yeah, just eat healthier or eat less and exercise. And it's so easy and you'll lose weight. But there's so much emotional baggage that comes with losing weight and like really having the courage to do the hard work. Unless you unpack like all the baggage that you bring in with you from, you know, previous experiences, trauma. And so I think if I wouldn't have had the help to really unpack some of those things and realize that there were things from my past that were still impacting me today, it would have been so much easier for me to just say, you know what, this is just who I am. Like, no matter what I do, things are just never going to change. It's just always going to be so hard for me to lose the weight. And so, yeah, I'm so glad that I like reached out when I did, because it really allowed me to go into this journey and feel like how I feel now, instead of going back to my old ways. So just saying, F it. Like, I'm just never going to change.
Absolutely. And I've talked about this on the podcast many times, you know, going through heartache, heartbreak of any kind. And I know we talked about this a lot too. It's always a grieving journey. Whenever a relationship ends in any capacity, whether it's a breakup, a separation, a divorce, a death, whatever that may be, whether it's a romantic or even like losing friendships. I recently shared a story about longtime friendship that ended. And even that felt very much like a death, because it's like, I've known this person most of my life, you know? And when you've been in long-term loving relationships, it becomes such a big part of your identity. And going through any type of separation like that can really shake you at your core, can really shake who you are. A lot of the work we did centered around who you are, centered around making nothing mean anything the other person did, having nothing to do with you and everything to do with them, and in separating, that's their shit, this is your shit. And I know when we were doing our work, and some people might wonder about this, because relationships always come up in my coaching containers, and as a coach, I don't coach the person that's not in the room, but what we focus on is just you. It's just you. It's how do you feel and how do you want to feel? How do you feel and how do you want to feel? And that was a lot of the emotional work that we did, which then allows you to, once the container is over, and I always tell my clients, like, once we're done with our stuff, then we're just friends. Like, we're always just going to be in each other's lives. Like, I'm not going anywhere. But once the container is over, you still have those tools. So even if we don't speak for 3 months, you know that when someone puts something on your plate, you get to choose what the fuck you want to do with it. And that goes with food and with bullshit. You get to choose. Do I want to ingest this or not? Right? Do I want to put up with this thing that this person is putting on my table or not? And now I know that you have the confidence. And I know that when I look back to when we first met, because I always remember and I always go back to my first notes that I take with my clients. They're all scared and they're all insecure. And they don't think they can do it. And I always say to them, I'm going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. And I just remember saying that to you. And I remember watching you. And we had many teary, teary conversations. But I see you now. And so I was so happy when we were catching up a little bit ago. I'm like, she's doing it, y'all. Like, she's like living her best life. Like, she has the confidence in herself. So everyone that has eyes can see that Nieves is beautiful. But she needed to believe it. She needed to believe that no matter whether it was 22 pounds ago, 22 pounds later, if you want to lose more, it doesn't matter what's on the outside, but you have to believe it first. And once you started to step into that version of you, that future you, because, you know, when we do the future work, what does future Nieves look like? So now we're there. Now she's there, right? Now you are where you were, where you wanted to be 4 months ago. Future you is current you now, and you are so much more bright and confident and calm. And I think it's so beautiful that all of what you've been through, you've discovered your strength. And I don't know if you realize how strong you were while you were going through it, but you are so strong. And you are so amazing, because this story that you're sharing with us is a story so many of us have. Those of us that come from cultures where food is pushed on us, where if you don't eat, the person gets offended, right? Where it's like, you know, and then they have the audacity to call you fat if they don't like what you look like. So it's like, you can't win. Can't win with our people, right? But we grow up seeing that. We grow up seeing our parents are overweight. Our parents are not healthy. And then we think, well, then that's just my destiny, right? Because we have the same genes. When we see, you know, when we're in relationships and we're in love and we think it's going to look one way, but it ends up going a different way, and just grieving the loss of what we thought was going to be, that's a whole grief journey in and of itself. So you went through all of that unpacking, all of that healing in the time that we worked together, and we're still able to lose weight while traveling and working and starting a side business with your project and all of that. You are like a badass. And I think you know it now, but I was telling you this from day one and you were like, I don't know, but I think you see it now. I hope you see it now. Do you see it?
Yeah. And I think I want to add that it's not that it was easy, but I didn't hate the process. Mm-hmm. I wasn't resenting having to do what I was doing. I wasn't resenting having to eat a salad over something else. Mm-hmm. It's just something that I knew was the best thing for me. And it, like, and that still is how I feel today. I've been traveling more for pleasure. So it's been more like, let me have fun. And I'm not so worried about like necessarily like what I'm eating all the time. I'm still following, you know, my hunger cues, but I'm not necessarily like prioritizing eating the healthiest through like every day. But I've noticed that naturally I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't like, I get tired of like, I need to just like go back to like my day of just like eating out every day for every meal. It's sometimes exhausting. And so I think it's something that has been just amazing to see because it doesn't come with any baggage. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's just who I am. So I think the biggest thing for me has been that I've been able to do it with traveling, with going through a breakup, and without having to hate myself or resenting the process.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Nieves, as we wrap up, let's think of just one person that's listening right now. Just picture one person that needs to hear something today that is where you were over the summer, let's say. Wherever you were over the summer, we have someone listening who's right there today. What would you say to her?
I would say to her to look at herself in the mirror and like truly see yourself for how beautiful you are. Like, doesn't matter what anybody says. We're all beautiful. And believe that. And you deserve the best of like all your dreams, even if they're like, you know, the wildest dreams, like you deserve it all. And believing that, I think it's so hard because, you know, we grew up thinking that we need to almost like hate ourselves to like, we're like, we're not good enough. And it's just like, stand in the mirror, tell yourself that you love yourself, that you love your body. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are in your health journey. You just have to love yourself. And knowing that deeply and knowing that you deserve it all and that you're going to get whatever you want.
Beautiful. Nieves, thank you so much for sharing your story, your insight, your wisdom with our listeners. I will make sure that I link your Instagram in the description and in the show notes so that our listeners can find you, follow you, and work with you if they're interested in investing and money coaching. And again, thank you so much for sharing your story, for being so vulnerable.
Yeah, thank you, Eva.
And that's all for today. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about how to work with me, go to eva.fit and click on the Work With Me button. While you're there, be sure to check out my free weight loss resources so that you can get a jump start on your journey. I'll see you there.